Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by fairly newly arrived Sparta artist, Brianna Bloom. Welcome to the show and welcome to Tennessee.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about everything you do, because you do several different forms of art.
Yes. So, well, first and foremost, we moved here in January from North Dakota, so new to Tennessee. Love it. Very inspired by all of the trails and everything, like all of the wildlife and everything that's around. So we've been just enjoying that a lot. So I have a background in industrial design and sculpture. I went to Savannah College of Art and Design, studied that. But I think what I love most about the industrial design piece of it is like everything is your medium. I'm not just a painter. I'm not just a woodworker. I'm not just this. I look at something. I'm like, oh, I want to make that. And I just figure out how to make that, right? And it doesn't matter, I guess, to me, it doesn't matter your skill level, or there's always like a variation of something, right? It can be a very beginner piece or it can be very advanced, but everybody can generally make something like, you know, from nothing, which I enjoy. And does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I like that because it's like so many people are intimidated by art because they're like, oh, well, I don't have any talent. Or the first thing that comes to their head is like, well, I can't draw. Well, art's not just drawing. There's so many other ways to be involved. And you don't have to be super talented or like super trained.
Or trained, classically trained or anything. You just figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out. Yeah. That's the beauty in it.
Yeah, my grandparents, so I'm Puerto Rican and Nicaraguan and grew up in the U.S., but our family, too, like when we go visit them, it's just amazing to see the quirky little things that they make that I realize, oh, that has influenced me. Like just the way that they look at things and the way they view things and what they make. Like my grandmother, if you go to her garden and her yard, it's amazing. But it's also hilarious because she'll just build, like if she needs something, she doesn't go to the store, she just builds it herself. So I think that's how I approach art is like, oh, I'll just figure out how to make it myself.
I love that. So you got started in industrial design. You do a lot of painting and then you do some other stuff, but industrial design you went to SCAD for. What about the rest of it? Did you just kind of teach yourself or is it like a combination of?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed painting before, like when I was growing up and everything. I think, you know, when you're at church or whatever, my parents would be like, here, draw on this, like just sit still. Like I need you to just relax. And a lot of the times, like I think a lot of kids that grow up and like, I get bored of that. I never did. So they would just be great. She's quiet. She sits there, you know, she's relaxed.
It's like in a restaurant with like the kids menu. You can
exactly. Except I'm 30 and I still do that.
Hey, there's so, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But that's exactly kind of how I got into it and what, you know, helped me get started was just kind of doing that as a young age. And then I watched a lot of videos. My family was super gracious and got me a lot of books to study and artists. And I just would trace it and then learn how to copy it. And then I did my own variation of it over time as I grew up.
I love that. Everyone learns so differently. And it's like I think we all like have subscribed to YouTube University at some point, whatever your medium.
Domestica,
like
we all use that. Masterclass, all of it. Yeah, I use all the resources.
For sure. Yeah. But it's just always so interesting seeing kind of like how people progress through their art career. Because you do less of the industrial design now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I pursued other things after college. I still love it. I work with that team at the job that I'm currently at, which is fun. So I'm still adjacent to the product side of things. But yeah, just not in it and just wanting to keep it more as like a hobby and something for fun and joy.
Yes.
outlet.
Like relaxation, de-stress, whole, we all need something to keep us from just losing our minds once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm in front of the computer all day, so it's very nice to do something physical and, you know, just really moving my hands more than anything.
I feel that because also I'm in front of the computer a lot, but then also, like, I go out and do photography and then I end up back in front of a computer so I can edit. But that's fun. Like, it's different. So,
yeah.
It's okay, but I do miss like having kind of like that more hands-on thing, like when I was in a dark room and stuff.
Dark room stuff is a blast.
Oh, I miss it so much. We'll be right back on The Scene with more with Brianna Bloom. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Sparta artist Brianna Bloom.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
So tell me a little bit about some of the favorite projects you've worked on.
I think for this, I really do like doing things for my house. So just like murals in my house, like in the bathroom mural, or like a, we did like a geometric wall and things like that. So just me right now, that's what I'm enjoying is making things for the house because we're new here. So
that's fun.
Yeah.
I love that.
I have
that.
No care for the people that come after us, which is probably an issue.
Are you renting or did you buy?
Oh no, we bought it. But
oh, okay. Well,
you know
then
how people
cares?
Think about that, like, oh, well, what if you move? And we don't really look at life like that. We're like, all right, well, we're here now, so
yeah. And it. Like,
they don't like it, they can paint over it.
Exactly. Or worst case scenario, you paint over it.
Yeah.
Before, but like, I don't know. I kind of feel like that's such an interesting touch in a home. Like, anytime I see a house online where it has like some kind of mural or some kind of like wild colors or something, I'm always like, I want to meet these people because they're not afraid to be different.
Yeah, I like, can't have everything.
Yeah.
Same color.
Yeah. Unlike my house, which is just very much beige on the walls. Eventually it'll get painted, but it is like very, very low priority. So since you've moved here, I know you met Tanya at Mission 931, who is such a huge supporter of artists in this community. She's amazing. So I know you're selling there now.
Yep. I have a few paintings there and just kind of branching out. She's amazing. She's the sweetest.
Oh, yeah.
I was literally just walking and grabbing coffee, trying to explore. And she walked right up to me and said, hey, how are you? And just really pursued me in a very sweet way. And just got me to like, hey, let me, are you an artist? What brings you in?
And then she called me.
And then she called you. And then
and was like, hey, I have an artist you need to come meet. And I'm like,
she's the sweetest.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you, Tanya,
yeah,
for connecting us.
And she's amazing. I love her so much. Really, she's one of my favorite people in the world.
Yes, her energy. And I'm extroverted if I know you. So I was very introverted when I met her. But she was awesome. So
yes.
Thank you very much. But yes, and then she gave me a ton of other shops to go visit and stuff. So I'm trying to get kind of some work around up at the local places once I get to know some more people.
Oh, for sure. And it's such a welcoming community here.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like,
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
People at the
yes.
gas station are really nice.
Everyone waves at you when you're driving down the street. Like,
yeah.
That was something I had to get used to. And, like, I'm Midwestern. Like, we're pretty friendly there, too. But it's next level here.
Yeah.
How has it compared, especially, like, trying to kind of learn the art scene here and stuff? How does that compare to North Dakota?
Oh, my God. There's really not where I lived anything. I moved there from Queens, New York. So I've lived there in North Dakota for 4 years. Lived all around the East Coast. But, yeah, North Dakota is a lovely place. Extremely cold majority of the year. But lovely place. And I know that they're trying to really get the art scene going, but there's just not a lot of people physically there.
Yeah.
So, and they're farther apart. So it's harder to congregate and get together, but yeah, I like it here. Everybody's a lot closer.
It's like, that's such an interesting journey from Queens. So obviously like huge, huge city, smaller neighborhood, but huge city to North Dakota,
yeah,
which is small. And then to like Sparta, Cookeville, Upper Cumberland, which isn't tiny, but isn't big. Like that's a journey. I mean, I did Detroit to Nashville to here. So I kind of,
yeah.
And with Hartsville in between there with its 3,500 people. So it's like, I get it, but it's just.
Yeah. I think there's like 2,500 people in the town we lived in. And that was it.
I don't
but
think
no one knew me. So it was fabulous. You know, I got to. My husband, a different story, but.
Oh, so is that where he was from?
He grew up there, yeah, and during the pandemic went back, but yeah, now we're back to civilization. But I love North Dakota, miss my friends.
I'm sure. But now you've got the Upper Cumberland.
Yes.
And you are meeting people here and getting involved with the art crowd, so you'll have new friends here real quick.
Yeah.
You've already got some, so.
Yes.
It's me. I'm some.
Absolutely. No, everybody has been lovely, very gracious. You guys are, I mean, really great at just pursuing people, which is very nice.
So. It's because we're crazy
and
Southern. I'm not even Southern, but I get like that. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Brianna Bloom. you're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Sparta artist Brianna Bloom. So you do lots of different things. I've seen quite a lot of your paintings at this point. You've shown me several, and then I've seen what's been at Mission 931. Where do you draw inspiration from?
A lot of times it's from my travels, from my family, from different funny memories that, like, inside jokes. And yeah, just anything. I usually, lately, it's been for my house, like I had said. So things that I, you know, for my house specifically, we live near Burgess Falls. So I wanted to pull elements from that area and pull them into my art and put them into my, so you guys will see that on Instagram, you know, the Facebook that I have and stuff, but, and in the art that I have. So that's really where I draw inspiration from, though.
It's a really nice place to be around.
Yes.
To get inspiration.
Very easy. It's not difficult.
It is. And it's one of my favorite places. I love Burgess Falls. I have lots and lots of pictures from there.
Yeah, moss has been the theme in the house. My husband's like, what in the world? There's just grass everywhere. He's like, there's grass all over the floor. But no, my travels, my family, the colors are usually from movies. Like, literally, I'll look at something and just be like, oh, yeah, let's dive into that. I'm not really stuck on, like, a specific theme, which I probably should start doing more, you know, themes. But everything I do is just kind of based off of the mood that I'm in or something that I might see a movie and be inspired by what I see visually or the colors or something, and then I'll just create something around it.
See, I like it when artists are a little bit chaotic. I think it keeps it interesting. Like, I mean, it's nice, like, seeing someone who you kind of know what to expect from them. But I like seeing people grow and develop and try new things. And I think that's more fun.
Yeah, I can't not be that way. It's kind of impossible. Yeah.
So one of my favorite questions to ask lately is, what is your favorite thing to listen to while you're working on, like, if you're doing a mural, if you're painting, whatever kind of art you're working on?
It ranges. I have Spotify on my phone. I have it to see. But honestly, it ranges from, like, merengue and salsa music to reggaeton music to screamo music to, honestly, nice. Like, my husband's really big death metal fan and stuff. So really, honestly, anything. Lately, it's been electronic music, Mestiza, and a couple others.
That's fun.
But yeah, I have a very broad, random spectrum. And then I'll just watch Netflix or something in the back if it's a really long one.
I like that. Do you find, like, if you're listening to, like, salsa compared to death metal, does that affect what you're painting?
Sometimes it does, and I'll have to lower it. Or I realize that I'm amped up and I'm going too fast, or if I'm... something's, like, too slow, or I'm just, it's like, not motivating me anymore. Yeah, I'll definitely have to change it. Or walk away for a couple weeks, couple days, couple months, come back to it later.
Totally understand. I always ask this because, like, I have so many people who are, like, one of my artists was in, and she does these beautiful, like, pressed flower pictures. Like, she does, she'll, like, press your bridal bouquet, and she also makes jewelry from it, and she's listening to murder podcasts, and it just cracks me up
because, like, the dichotomy of Mondays. That. Yeah, amazing.
And then I, when I'm editing, I really like to put on, like, movie scores, like, very, like, dramatic, like Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones, and because it, I mean, it really works with
Hans
landscape.
Zimmerman is amazing.
Oh,
to listen
God,
to
yes, of course, and John Williams, like, all of it, because it's just like so dramatic, and I'm like, it makes everything I do look cool. Like, I don't care. You put that music to anything. You put that music to me falling down a flight of stairs. It's going to be incredible.
Oh, my God.
So if people are looking for you, we know you're in Mission 931 on West Broad. Yep. Where else can they find you? Instagram, Facebook, what else?
Yes. So my Instagram is called The Overthinker Studio.
Which I love.
Thank you. I am a chronic overthinker. You get to follow along with the process. I usually ask questions like I did for the piece that is for the art love. This, you know, that happened. So,
all right.
Yeah. The Overthinker Studio.
Overthinker Studio on Instagram. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.